Welcome to today's edition of the Bible Class. Our teacher, Dr. Kenneth C. Hill, is teaching from the Old Testament book of Joshua. You may send your questions by email through our website at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. Or you may mail your questions to the Bible Class, care of WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Bluntville, Tennessee, 37617. And now, here is Dr. Hill with today's lesson.
Welcome to the Bible Class. We're continuing in our study of the book of Joshua. We're at chapter 14, and in chapter 13, we saw the instructions that God gave to Joshua concerning the division of the land, and then we see the land being divided beginning in chapter 14. Joshua was an old man, about 90 years of age. He realized the conquest of the land was by no means complete. There was much land that was yet to be possessed. So that the children of Israel might do this, he divided it among them and gave it to them to possess on their own and or with the help of their brothers, their brother tribes. We hear the people saying, as they might be there, that this is Judah's, this is Asher's, this is Simeon's, and that sort of thing. Even though the Amorites, the Jebusites, the Hittites, they possessed the land still, but Joshua was dividing the land prior to the conquering of all of it. It was looking forward in faith. Division of the land was made by faith. There are certain things which are under God's guidance that become realized by faith. There was a long struggle yet to follow, and yet they were dividing the land. For the dull-eyed persons whose aspirations never get up a foot in advance of their present achievements, unless we keep a vision before us and dream dreams, we'll never win either materially or spiritually. And this is just what the Israelites did. They reached out into a hoped-for but unknown future when they divided up great stretches of country which was still in the hands of their enemies. Something for us to realize, oftentimes God gives us the victory, but we do not see it as of yet. It's ours, but it does not yet belong in our hands. Just as heaven is ours, and glory is ours, and perfection is ours, and yet we don't realize it at this very moment, but we know we have it because it's been promised. All the land was allotted to the various tribes. It was not all conquered until the time of David, however. All that was subdued at this time was the mountainous land. The cities and the plains were hardly touched. The strong did not take the best part of the land because they were strong, leaving the fragments for the weak. Neither did the rich purchase the choicest spots, leaving the poor the more undesirable sites. They tried to determine God's will in the matter. You see, God does care about how things are distributed among people. Is there an application of a principle concerning this in these days? God does care about the inequalities of condition of his children. He cares that the weak are thrust aside by the shrewd and the strong. There is a will of God concerning all the questions of hours and wages, capital and labor. God's concerned in an equal division of his blessings in the world, and he rules that they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, in Micah chapter 4, 4. When the assignment was made, and it was made by lot, and that means by casting of the dice, no one could be jealous. They met before the Ark of Jehovah, the symbol of his presence, and they did their work. Let's get into chapter 14. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun, and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the 9 tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of 2 tribes and a half tribe on the other side Jordan, but unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. Notice, the Levites will receive some cities, but they do not receive a parcel or tract of land as such. And the double portion that is mentioned in the next verse goes for Joseph's children, that's Manasseh and Ephraim. For the children of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore they gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with their suburbs, for their cattle, and for their substance. As the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again, and it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, and but I wholly followed the Lord my God. Verse 9, And Moses sware on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord thy God. The Lord my God, said Moses. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness, and now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. He's 85 years old. This is Caleb, 85 years old. And he says, in verse 11, As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day Moses sent me, as my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron, therefore, became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjath Arba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. That's chapter 14. And so what we see is this 85-year-old follower of God asking for his inheritance and receiving what he asked for, even though he's going to have to go and capture it himself, with his people, of course. He was 85. Think about that. Joshua and he were among those spies that had been sent, and they trusted God. They were the only two that trusted God when they went into Canaan some 45 years before. Apparently, Joshua was about 90. Caleb is 85. He asked his friend Joshua for the very fortified and high and walled cities. And he said, with faith, just as he had when he was 40 years old, he said, If the Lord's with me, I will be able to take these cities. He was old, but he gloried in the hardness of the task. The Lord God Almighty has never promised us, his children, that we will have an easy time serving him. In fact, Christ said, In the world ye shall have tribulation, John 16:33. The promise is not for ease, the promise is for victory. Victory, that's what Joshua is all about. But it's not about ease, it's about work, hard work, battle. and victory. Christ says, I have overcome the world. We grow in adversity, for we learn to trust the Lord more, just as Paul said to Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Caleb said, I wholly followed the Lord, there in verse 8 of chapter 14 of Joshua. And we might understand that Caleb, in his following of the Lord, was blessed of God because he was truly one that did what God had told him to do. How important is that? Vitally important, isn't it, to be doing what God would have us to do? I think so. On now to chapter 15. This is the portion that goes to Judah. This then was the lot of the tribe of the children of Judah by their families, even to the border of Edom, the wilderness of Zin southward was the uttermost part of the south coast. And their south border was from the shore of the salt sea, from the bay that looketh southward. And it went out to the south, passed along to Zin, and ascended up on the south side unto Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, and went up to Edar, and fetched a compass to Carcass. From thence it passed toward Ammon, and went out unto the river of Egypt, and the goings out of that coast were at the sea. This shall be your south coast. And the east border was the salt sea, even unto the end of Jordan. And their border in the north quarter was from the bay of the sea at the uttermost part of Jordan. And the border went up to Beth Hogla, and passed along by the north of Beth Arba. And the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. And the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, and so northward, looking toward Gilgal, that is before the going up to Adumun, which is on the south side of the river, and the border passed toward the waters of Eshemesh, and the goings out thereof were at En-Rogel. And the border went up by the valley of the son of Hinnom, under the south side of the Jebusite, and the same as Jerusalem. And the border went up to the top of the mountain that lieth before the valley of Hinnom westward, which is at the end of the valley of the giants northward. And the border was drawn from the top of the hill unto the fountain of the water of Nephuta, and went out to the cities of Mount Ephraim. And the border was drawn to Bela, which is Kirjath-Jearim. And the border compassed from Bathla westward unto Mount Seir, and passed along the side of Mount Jearim, which is Chesalon on the north side, and went down to Bethshemesh, and passed on to Tina. And the border went out unto the side of Ekron northward, and the border was drawn to Shikron, and passed along to Mount Basla, and went out unto Jabneel, and the goings out of the border were at the sea. And the west border was to the great sea, and the coast thereof. This is the coast of the children of Judah, round about according to their families. When you're listening to the reading of all of these names and locations, and if you're reading it, it's a lot easier, in my opinion, to keep it in your mind. You can go back and you can refer back to it. So as we're making the study, it's always good to have scripture with you if you have that opportunity. Also, it's interesting to me, having purchased a few pieces of land over the years, to see the way that this is laid out. It's laid out just as if it were done by some sort of a survey or surveyor. It tells you where it goes to, where it goes from there, and where it goes to the next spot. So there's no question about where the folks of Judah, the people of the tribe of Judah, are supposed to have a home, and what is given to them. Now, this is done for each of the tribes, and it's done here in chapter 15 for Judah. And Caleb, verse 14, drove thence three sons of Anak, Shishi, and Ayaman, and Telmi, the children of Anak. And he went up thence to the inhabitants of Debir, And the name of Debir before was Kirjath-Sefer. And Caleb said, He that smiteth Kirjath-Sefer and taketh it, to him will I give Akash, my daughter, to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenar, the brother of Caleb, took it, and he gave him Akish, his daughter, to wife. And it came to pass, as she came unto him, that she moved him to ask of her father a field. And she lighted off her ass, and Caleb said to her, What wouldest thou? Who answered, Give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a southland, give me also the springs of water. And he gave her the upper springs and the nether springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Judah, according to their families. And the uttermost cities of the tribe of the children of Judah, toward the coast of Edom southward, were Kabzeel, and Eder, and Jagger, and Kena, and Dimonah, and Abada, and Kadesh, and Hazor, and Ithnan, Ziph, and Telem, and Beloth, and Hazor, Hadeth, and Keroth, and Hezron, which is Hazor, and Am, and Shema, and Molada, and Hazargada, and Heshmon, and Bath Pelet, and Hazar Abhul, and Beersheba, and Bizjathroth, Bela, and Im, and Azim, and Aitolad, and Chesti, and Orma, and Ziklag, and Madama, and Sansana, and Leboth, and Shelem, and Ain, and Ramon. All the cities are 29 with the villages. And then in the valley, there's another listing, including Ashdod with her towns, even to the sea, and the villages that were there with Ashdod. As we continue, you see in the mountains, Shamir and Jatir and Soko in verse 48 and following, and down in verse 55, we see Carmel. Mount Carmel is for Judah. Jezreel was for Judah. Cain and Gibeah were for Judah. 10 cities of Cain, Gibeah, Timnah, with all of their villages as well. Rabbah, 2 cities with Rabbah and Kirjath-Jearim, were also there, and there was a wilderness given as well, according to verse 61 and 62. En-Gedi, with 6 cities and villages, were also given to Judah. En-Gedi, if you will remember, was the well-watered area that David hid in as he was running from Saul, and it was a fortress area for him when he was fighting. As for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the children of Judah could not drive them out, but the Jebusites dwell with the children of Judah at Jerusalem unto this day, and they did until David drove the Jebusites out. And that was the important part. Now, I'm not going to read every little city, village, town, area that's been given. That's the next 7 or 8 chapters. And while it's good, if you're wanting to read through the book of Joshua, that you read those while we're in the study, know that the borders are outlined just as they were for Judah. The cities are outlined just as they were for Judah. It is very clear what is given to them, whether it be the portion of Manasseh and Ephraim, or whether it be the separate portion for Manasseh. Whatever is divided, it's mentioned in these chapters. Chapter 18 has something that I think we need to touch on. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel, verse 1, assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there, and the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the children of Israel 7 tribes which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, How long are ye slack to go and possess the land which your Lord, your God, of your fathers, hath given you? Get out from among you 3 men for each tribe, and I will send them, and they shall rise and go through the land, describe it according to the inheritance of them, and they shall come again to me. And they shall divide it into 7 parts. Judah shall abide in their coast on the south, and the house of Joseph shall abide in their coast on the north. Ye shall therefore describe the land into seven parts, and bring the description hither to me, that I may cast lots for you and hear before the Lord our God. But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance, and Gad and Reuben and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance beyond Jordan on the east, which Moses the servant of the Lord gave them. And the men arose and went away, and Joshua charged them that went to describe the land, saying, Go and walk through the land and describe it, and come again to me, that I may here cast lots for you before the Lord in Shiloh.
Thank you for joining us today for this edition of the Bible Class with Dr. Kenneth C. Hill. You may reach us by email by going to our website, whcbradio.org, and sending us an email on the Contact Us link. That's whcbradio.org. If you prefer to use the postal service, our address is The Bible Class, WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Bluntville, Tennessee, 37617. That's The Bible Class, care of WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Bluntville, Tennessee, 37617. You may also call us at 423-878-6279. Until our next Bible Class program, we are trusting that the Lord will richly bless you as you serve Him.